Now, could I ask Bob Jarmson to come out? We're going to try to do the first reading in a different way. And I'll just tell you our cast of characters. We've got the man from Baal Shalisha. That's not the girl from Ipanema, but the man from Baal Shalisha, played by Bob Jarmson. The man of God, the prophet Elisha. And the prophet's job is to remind people about God, and the servant to the prophet. All these played by Bob Jarmson. So now Bob can read the first part of the story.
Another time, a man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing Elisha 20 loaves of bread, made from the first barley harvested that year, and some freshly cut ears of corn.
You've got a man carrying 20 loaves of bread. Now pay attention to this, because I'm going to ask you to do it in a minute. It's not French bread. It's not sliced bread. It's barley loaves, small and flat. Have you got that? I think you might need to stand up to do this. It's not French bread. It's not sliced bread, it's barley loaves, small and flat. And it's the first fruits of the barley harvest. You can sit down now. And the first fruits of the barley harvest should, under the law in ancient Israel, have been brought as a portion for the priests. But at this time, Israel's worship is very much confused with Baal worship. And so this man brings it instead to Elisha and the community of prophets. He's working out what he can do, what would please God in this situation. And it's a costly thing to do, because there's been a famine and there's a meager harvest. And so 20 loaves of bread, although they're not French bread, they're not sliced bread, they're barley loaves, small and flat. Even these small, flat barley loaves are quite a gift to give in this context of a famine. Go on, please, Bob.
Elisha told his servant to feed the group of prophets with this, but he answered, "Do you think this is enough for 100 men?"
So Elisha gives the loaves to the servant. And the servant, if you can imagine, he gives a polite cough. And if a servant, you think of Jeeves and Wooster, or Wooster and Jeeves, and you would think he would say, "Certainly, sir." But he doesn't. He says instead, like Scottish servants in novels from Stevenson or Scott, he says, "Do you think this will be enough for 100 men?" And the answer, of course, is no. Mathematically, it doesn't make sense. But there's more to the story than that. Remember, it's not French bread. It's not sliced bread, it's barley loaves, small and flat. But Elisha knows something that the servant apparently doesn't know.
Elisha replied, "Give it to them to eat, because the Lord says that they will eat and still have some left over."
There's another person in the story. There's the man from Baal Shalisha, the man of God, Elisha, the servant, and there's the God of Israel, the Lord. And that makes a big difference if you can rely on the Lord. And the story concludes briefly and economically. Go on, Bob.
So the servant set the food before them, and as the Lord had said, they all ate, and there was still some left over.
Thank you. Stay there for a moment. This is part of a sequence of reminiscences about how God provided for people in desperate situations in the time of Elisha. And the biblical narrative tells it simply, tells it undramatically, and you can pass over it if you read it quickly, and you can think it's a minor incident, but it's not minor in the lives of these people, because this is about people rescued from starvation. This is about human need and God meeting it. Because God had said that he cares for widows, orphans, and for hungry people. And maybe we need to remind ourselves this morning that we need to rely on God. Thank you, Bob, for giving the reading. We don't normally give a hand to the person who does the reading, but let's do it this morning.